temptation, calumny, and jail. After some time, his master's wife kept noticing him and said,
"Sleep with me."
But he refused and said to her, "How can I do such an evil thing and sin against God?" Although day after day she spoke to Joseph, he would not agree to sleep with her or give himself to her. It happened that one day, when he entered the house to attend to his duties, none of the servants were in the house. Then Potiphar's wife caught hold of Joseph by his cloak. But Joseph left his cloak in her hands and ran out of the house. As soon as he had run out of the house, she called her servants and said,
"Look, a Hebrew had been brought here to make fun of us. He came here to lie with me, so I screamed, and he left his cloak with me and ran out of the house."
Then she kept the cloak by her until the master came home. She then told her story. When his master heard what his wife told him, "This is how your servant treated me," he blazed with anger. He took Joseph and put him in the royal prison where the king's prisoners were kept. But while Joseph was in prison, Yahweh was with him and showed him kindness so that he was well liked by the warden of the prison. Some time after this, it happened that the cupbearer of the king of Egypt, who prepared the drinks for Pharaoh and his chief baker, offended their lord. Pharaoh was angry with his two officers and put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, in the prison where Joseph was kept. So the captain of the guard appointed Joseph to attend to their needs, for they were under arrest for some time. It so happened that on the third day, Pharaoh's birthday, he made a feast for all his officers and remembered the chief cupbearer and the chief baker. The cupbearer was restored to his office and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But the chief baker was hanged, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him.